Hey everybody, this is John Maroon, President Maroon PR. Thank you for once again tuning into Spin is a Four-Letter Word, the Maroon PR podcast. This year, we are calling our podcast The Brew, because you'll be hearing from all of our teammates about how they do their jobs, how they brew success for our clients. So hopefully you'll get some great takeaways that you can apply to your business. We appreciate you listening. And please give us a follow at Maroon PR and let us know what you think, if there's any topics that you want to hear about. Thanks, and here's The Brew. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Spin is a Four-Letter Word, the 2025 version. Maroon Brew, we're calling it this year. And Jen Renahan, our COO, is with me. And just to kick it off, give you guys a little bit of a taste of what's coming in the weeks and months ahead, I think we're going to really take a dive into a regular look at our industry, our agency, the way we do work, and our approach to public relations.
Yeah, and this season, we're going to make sure all of our team members are involved. So you'll hear not just from John and myself and Matt, who primarily did all of our other episodes, but it'll be a really team effort, and we'll get to dive into different expertises and what everyone's working on. And, you know, the beauty about, I think, our team here is that everyone has different perspectives, they have different focuses, what they really like, what they excel at, and different disciplines, right? So we have graphic design, we have our wonderful videographer, Emma, and also editor here behind the scenes. She will no longer be behind the scenes.
Yes.
You know, we have our account directors and account coordinators, and everyone brings a lot of value to the team, and we want people to be able to talk about that.
No, for sure. And I mean, look, the goal on this is any of you public relations practitioners or members of the media, like, we want to be helpful, right? We want to bring some applications. We want to talk to you about how we view public relations. We think it's somewhat different, and how we live in those earned, owned, and paid buckets. Quick side note, Emma Seni-Casalaya is our videographer and editor here, and she's in the room right now. And full disclosure, it took me about a year of her employment before I knew how to pronounce her last name, and I still can't spell it. So there you go.
Well, good job on that.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, let's spend a few minutes talking about when we brought this podcast to life a couple years ago. It's been through different iterations, but we intentionally named it Spin is a Four-Letter Word.
Yes.
And we went through a lot of different ideas and landed on this one because it's a little funny, you know, got a little nice ring to it, but there is an intentional meaning behind that title.
Yeah, well, I think the one thing we take a lot of pride in, and when you look at Maroon PR, we're kind of a non-agency agency, right? Virtually nobody has worked at an agency before. I never worked at one when I started it 19 years ago. And so, you know, I think we take a different approach. When people say, hey, you got to spin this, or they call us spin doctors, it makes my skin crawl. I hate that phrase. It implies that you're being untruthful, implies that you're twisting the truth. It's not how good public relations works. It's being forthright and truthful and telling a story in the manner in which it presents your organization in the best possible way.
Right. And it implies that PR is really only needed when you need to fix something or something's broken, and you need to, as they say, put a spin on something. But really, you know, we work with clients year round. We're a part of their teams. You know, PR is a really important part of an organization's strategy, and PR means a lot more than it ever did back.
Well, it's a good segue, because I think a lot of times when people hear the words public relations, they immediately think of crisis communications. And well, we do that for our clients when it's needed, and thankfully not needed very often. There are some great agencies that really specialize in that. One that comes to mind for me is the Falston Group. Rob Weinhold owns that place. It's a great shop, and they do almost exclusively crisis and things that surround crisis, and they're amazing at it. We do it more in a pinch when our clients need some help with things. But I think when you look at public relations, I encourage you to really look at that earned, owned, and paid, the three buckets of PR. You know, earned media being what some people call traditional public relations, where you pitch the media, you build relationships with the press, you help them tell good stories about your clients. Owned is what it sounds like. It's everything you own, right? It's your social platforms, your website, your newsletters. And paid is when our clients have a budget and they need to use it strategically. We help them use it strategically. And that could be, you know, small spends on social media, new spends on like influencer marketing, and then, you know, more traditional spends, radio, TV, and whatnot. So I think what we encourage our clients is it's important to have a foot in every one of those buckets. That would mean you have 3 feet. I get it. But if you really want to be successful at telling a story, you want to be able to have a little bit of a taste of each of those buckets.
Yeah, and we continuously talk about how we're evolving and we're really pushing the PR industry to be more than what it was and traditionally was, you know, just earned media. And while that's still super important and being able to work with the media to tell your story, there's so much opportunity within owned media and paid media now, too, you know, with the rise of social, being, you know, paid media is much more accessible to companies than it ever was before, just that have smaller budgets. And really, you know, at the end of the day, it's leaning on whether it's your internal team or an agency to really figure out the best ways to communicate your stories and your goals and reach your audiences. And that's through earned, owned, and paid all together.
So it's interesting, and Jen, you'll remember this, when we started to evolve and do more than just media relations, which, because when we found the company, that's all public relations was, right? It was media relations and more ad agencies and other, there was no social media, and ad agencies did advertising, creative, and that was it. Now it's all muddy, and as we grew with the industry and continued to evolve with the industry, which I'm very proud of, we toyed with the idea of, do we change our name, right? Maroon PR can be confusing. And we said, well, rather than change our name, how about we redefine public relations, or we try to redefine public relations, and really know that PR really includes all of this stuff. It's storytelling at its heart. And I think we continue to evolve. And, you know, one of the first podcasts that you guys will hear after today will be about AI. And it'll be about the potential TikTok ban. And so, I mean, we're trying to get into these subject matters that are important to you as PR practitioners or members of the media, and how to navigate the changes in our world, right? If the TikTok ban happens, or if it doesn't happen, maybe there's still going to be some significant changes to how it operates, and how to use that so effectively. And then AI just clearly changing the universe in which we live.
Yeah. And I'm also really excited to dive in just to kind of more behind the scenes of how we approach work. You're going to hear about kind of how we approach our client work and how we approach planning and goals. I think that's really helpful for companies that may not know how to start, you know, with a public relations plan. So we'll talk, you know, about that. We'll talk about our video capabilities and graphic design and how that plays a really big part in what we do. Really excited to just kind of let the team dive in and talk about different tactics, and even the tactics. We talk about evolution and having to change and evolve, but there's some tactics and strategies that will always stand the test of time. And we'll talk about some of that as well.
For sure. And I will tell you one thing I would encourage anybody who's listening to this, and you're in an organization. I think when everyone starts the new year, you start with some audacious goals. You start with some aggressive thoughts. Like, see through it. Like, make sure that you set time aside to make sure it happens. Because it's easy to have these brainstorms. Right before the break, we had a great offsite meeting. We have all these ideas. And it's very easy to get back to the grind and let that fall. Then you wake up at the end of Q1, you haven't done it. Like, I encourage you, just carve out time each week, assign responsibilities for these. For instance, you know, this podcast itself, we asked Emma to really take charge of it and hold people account, and like, let's make it happen. And she's like, I'm in, man. And so do that. And whatever your big goals are for the year, don't wake up on, you know, March 15th and go, oh, damn, we got to jump in there. We got too busy out of the gate. Like, make the time, give people responsibility and ownership of some things, and let it happen.
Awesome.
Yeah. Cool. So, hey, listen, thank you for listening. This is just, like we said, just a little primer. I'll let you know this is going to be a regular occurrence. Our goal is to push one out every 2 weeks, and you'll be hearing from different people, not just me, not just Jen, but you're hearing about everybody in our organization, about what they're passionate about, what they're working on, ways in which they're helping their clients, and hopefully you'll take away some things in which you can help your business and if you're a PR practitioner, help your clients. So we appreciate it. Thank you for listening to Spin is a Four-Letter Word, the Maroon Brew, and Happy New Year. I think this is like the last day we can actually say that, right? Yeah, put a bow on that, all right? Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to Spin is a Four-Letter Word. If you like what you hear today, please subscribe. Send us your feedback, too. We want this to be interesting for everybody. And give us a follow, @MaroonPR on Twitter and LinkedIn.